This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got incredibly important news on the world economy with Von Mises Institute fellow, former Congressman, medical doctor Ron Paul. Joining us via video feed from his TV studios in Houston. He'll be joining us. We've got so much other news we're going to be getting into today. Before I go any further, I did a 30-second plug in the last hour, and I'm proud of the fact that we do about a minute of plugging, 2 minutes of plugging an hour on average. The average talk show host does it about 4 or 5 minutes. That's where you really get the big effect is live on-air plugs. Everybody knows that. And in TV, they have product placement, you name it. And about once every 2 weeks, sometimes once a week, we do 30 minutes or so. That's kind of infomercially just to try to pay the bills around here. It's what we do. But it's even more important to support our local M&FM affiliates, to spread the word about them, and to become sponsors or support local sponsors and let them know why you are supporting them. It's absolutely integral. That's why we're getting more and more affiliates, and God bless you. But selling high-quality non-GMO seeds, shortwave radios, Patriot apparel, books, films, knives, firearms. That's how we fund this operation. If I use a cook stove and love it, little miniature cook stove, we buy it and start selling it. If I like a particular brand of shortwave radio that's inexpensive, I call up and, you know, find out who owns the company and become a distributor 8 years ago. If I separately test water filters, we send them off ourselves. It's not very expensive, a couple hundred bucks to get each filter tested. We found the actual best and carry a ProPure G2. I mean, it's real simple. I'm a very superstitious person, and I don't mean superstitious about walking under ladders and things like that, though I don't like when a black cat runs out in front of me. I am superstitious. I knock on wood and all sorts of stuff, but I'm not super bad. I'm not a superstitious person, but I am. You know what I mean? But let me tell you, it's called God-fearing. I don't do things to people. Even when I've worked in restaurants and stuff back in college, and somebody was really rude and really mean to me, and somebody would say, let's stick a roach leg in their food, and I'd be like, no, because I don't want that done to me. So whatever we sell and promote here, I believe in. If you hear me endorsing it, the network has its own sponsors. I can't vet them. I'm not saying they're bad. They can't vet mine. Just if you hear me endorsing it, I have tested it. I believe in it. We spent over a year, trying to come up with the ultimate brain formula of known things that naturally, without getting you, like, sped up and burn out, would boost you. I have a bottle of this at home, forgot to take it this morning, took it right before the show, it hit 20 minutes ago, it's like a rush of energy, clarity, recall, and the problem is, we only ordered a limited amount of this because it's expensive to manufacture, because two of the ingredients are prescription in Europe. We went over this with Anthony 2 days ago. And CJ, during the break, was saying, oh, I saw you pop that brain force 30 minutes ago. I can see it's hitting because it's amazing. And it will sell out by Monday, so it's the best of times, worst of times. People are really excited about this. Once you try it, I know that it's going to really help fund our operation. Praise God. CJ, you guys in there are bouncing off the walls. You've tried all the nutraceuticals. You say some positive things, but you guys are really excited about this. What has been your experience with Brain Force?
Well, I stole one of your pills yesterday. I didn't do it today, so you don't run out. But it's by far the most effective feeling after taking any of the supplements. DNA Force gives you some tingle in your nerves as the nerves are basically regenerating, which is awesome. But Secret 12 basically gives you more fuel to expend energy. This, I'm not a morning person, but I can take one and I'm clear. I've got energy. I don't feel like I've taken any supplement that just happens to wake me up. It's incredible.
Have you ever, because I just want you to repeat what you said yesterday, have you ever used any type of brain booster that came near this?
No. No. Taking ginseng, taking ginkgo, and you don't notice any difference. This is noticeable.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've tried stuff and you just get a speed feeling off of it, which I don't like. This is clear. This is calm. This is almost euphoric. This is sickeningly good. InfoWarsLife.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Joining us from his television studios in the great state of Texas, former congressman, medical doctor, veteran, Ron Paul joins us for the next 20 minutes or so. InstituteForPeaceAndProsperity.org is his powerful think tank website. He, of course, does his daily TV and radio show vignettes. And he's got a new book coming out, Swords into Plowshares. We'll obviously have him on as soon as that comes out. But more active, probably more effective now than anybody else in the world fighting collectivism. He'll go down in history undoubtedly as greater in the fight for liberty than even an Alexander Solzhenitsyn, a modern Thomas Jefferson. And he's a humble man, and he won't say those things about himself, and even the movement won't say those things, because libertarians are humble. Conservatives are humble. Patriots are humble. But we have to celebrate our leaders and celebrate that he was Dr. No 20-something years ago, never won anything, never got co-sponsors. And then by the time he left Congress, much of the Tea Party movement had adopted his Americana ideas. That said, former Congressman Ron Paul joins us. I want to cover the waterfront with him. First off, a few weeks ago, you put out an alert saying that get ready for serious crises in the stock market, You talked about problems in the bond market. You said a day of reckoning was coming. We're getting closer to the big event. In your own words, being a Von Mises Institute fellow, being on the banking committee, understanding the inside baseball, is the day of judgment for the Federal Reserve and other private central banks coming?
Yeah, I think for it not to come would be a surprise to me. And you've been involved in this a long time. I mean, it wasn't like you didn't know what was happening with the housing bubble. And we had the NASDAQ bubble. And now we have other bubbles. We still have another stock market bubble, and there's another housing bubble going on. But the big bubble, I think, is in the bond bubble. It's been going on for 35 years, taking interest rates from 21% down to actually negative. And they've been getting away with it. So this means distortion. Not only is there money involved, but it distorted all the investment over these periods of time. And the biggest distortion that it encourages debt. Encourages debt for a lot of people, but in particular government. And as long as our government is able to print the reserve currency, it's going to limp along, even though our economy is limping along. But that will come to an end. And right now we're starting to see the whole thing coming apart. I mean, we look at Detroit as an example. We see what's happening in Greece. They're worrying about what's going to happen, after Greece is recognized as actually totally bankrupt. There'll be other countries. This distortion has been going on for so long. Most people think that when governments print money, that the only thing that happens is that prices go up as a consequence of inflation. And a lot of that is true, and it's a serious problem and destroys the middle class and the poor. But to me, the bigger distortion is the lack of pricing for money and causing people to do dumb things. And that's why they overbuild and overinvest and governments overspend. And then you have the Keynesians still in charge that says that the solution for this is just to spend more money and print more money. And that's coming to an end. The day of reckoning is at hand.
Undoubtedly, the day of reckoning came a long time ago for Greece and areas of Africa and Latin America. There seems to be this arrogant idea that it can't ever happen here. But if you look at the real numbers, 0.2 growth, that's what the Cook numbers. For most Americans, we've been in a very long recession.
Yes, and, you know, even the figures that came out today on the employment, you know, unemployment down to 5.3%. Not recognizing or admitting, you know, that 646,000 dropped out of the workforce. And we have more people, 93 million people unemployed and out of the workforce. And that if you look at full-time jobs, it's a disaster, even though they claim there were a lot of new jobs, but they were part-time jobs. So there's a few new jobs. And then they fudge the unemployment figures. But it's all, you know, in the system. And even the people who know these are fudge figures still play along because they know that the majority will play along and they think there's another buck to be made, you know, in trading. But the markets are more powerful than the Fed and in governments, and markets will rule. A lot of people would always say, you know, keep an eye on the Fed on what they're doing. But the Fed needs to keep an eye on the market because the market eventually will take over. Just like the market finally took over when they claimed that the dollar was $35, you know, an ounce, and that was not true. So the governments will lie to us. They'll get away with it for a long time. There will be an illusion and a false trust, and we will benefit tremendously because we have a military might and because we have this privilege of issuing the reserve currency of the world. But, you know, the obligations that we have, the unfunded obligations over $2 trillion, you know, $200 trillion, that is not going to be paid. And the only arguments that goes on with these countries, like in Greece and other, is who's going to get stuck? And the bankers are worried they're going to get stuck, and that's what they argue about. But the debt will not be paid, and we cannot pay our debt. It's just a matter of time. The people say, well, tell me when. Well, nobody knows the exact moment or the exact event, but you can tell when the foundation has eroded. And the foundation, not only of our economic system, but the world financial system, like no other time in history, has been eroded. And there's going to be serious problems because there will have to be a correction of this. And you can't correct it with more spending and more debt, which is what they're trying to do.
And then we add the Puerto Rico situation, and we've got thousands of counties that are on the edge are already bankrupt. We've got multiple states that fiscally are worse off than Greece. I mean, the U.S. really is on the same debt path as Greece. And my concern is the bigger they are, the harder they fall. It seems like this bubble is so mega massive that when it does implode, and we're so non-self-sufficient, back when your parents, and I guess you as a young man, went through the Great Depression, people were much more resilient. Now people are not agrarian. We were 90% rural, 10% urban. Now we're 90% urban, 10% rural. If we have a real depression in this country, I just absolutely fear for my children.
There's reason to be fearful because the work ethic is not with us at all. People believe that they are owed a living. People in Greece, you know, you sympathize with them to a degree because the banks have ripped off the system for so long. But that doesn't eliminate the responsibility of the individuals who have benefited from this. Free money, whether it's student aid or houses and these sort of things, it's been there for a long time. And right now, there's many people in Greece who are really determined. They hate this austerity thing. Of course, I can't stand the idea that the IMF is running the show or the European Union is running the show. It should be liquidated. But they're retiring at the age of 56 at full benefits. And we have that same problem here. This is what brought Detroit down. And I imagine every state has problems. But unemployment's a big problem. But it's the retirement funds. And our retirement system, our Social Security system, is not solvent, nor is the medical care system. It sounds great. We're going to take care of you. It's an affordable care system. Well, you know, the medical system we're having shoved down our throats is unaffordable care system. And but the market will eventually rule, and people will have to face up to their predicament. And right now, people are getting a little more nervous about the fact, you mean those poor people in Greece, they went along with it, and now all they want to do is get $100 out a month to live on, and the government has, you know, capital controls, how much money you can take out. That has never worked in the past. It just causes the next country to try to beat the system. So there'll be other countries, including this country. People will try to get out of the system and maybe get their money out of the banks.
Well, for me, that's what really shows us that we're getting close to the big event that you've been warning about coming closer, is that all over the West, elites are hoarding cash, holding gold, trying to restrict the public from doing it. The TSA announced next year, if the states don't have real ID, federally approved IDs, you won't be able to fly an internal passport. We now have, speaking of medical tyranny, forced inoculations bill signed in California. We've got the Supreme Court now legislating from the bench, clearly. It seems like the bottom is falling out. A, do you agree with that? And then B, where does it go from here?
Well, yes, the bottom is falling out, and this is the big problem, because it's unsustainable, and eventually that the people will have to, you know, recognize this, and something else has to change. The system is not viable, but there's always this willingness to try to prop it up, like we did in 08 and 09, we propped it up, but the debt is illiquid. It's not worth anything. The sooner you liquidate the debt is better. You cannot preserve the debt. My argument is, and you alluded to this, is the fact that, you know, this is big problems for everybody, and people are going to lose a lot of wealth, and even some wealthy people are going to lose out. But everybody has to adjust to the fact that there will be a change, and there will be a liquidation, and there will be living beneath our means. We've lived way beyond our means. But it's what we do about it. If we keep doing the wrong things, it'll last too long. This is already, this recession, which is really a depression, is lasting too long. So if we do this, what we have to preserve is our liberty. Because if we do, if we eliminate all our wealth and had our liberties where you just eliminate all those things you just listed here and what our government's going to do, we would be back on our feet rather shortly. But that's where the real crisis is. Now, if we don't build our strength on those individuals who know and understand what liberty is all about, we're going to lose our wealth. We're going to further lose our liberty. And all this is going to be available to some guy walking in with a white horse and say, I'm in charge now. If you listen to what I'm going to do, I will deliver you from all the tragedy that exists. And it's not a man on a white horse that's going to save us. It's somebody who understands and gets that 8 or 9% that's necessary to lead us in the ways of a more free society, because that's what counts. So people shouldn't be discouraged and say, oh, this is overwhelming. How are you going to get 51% to give up their benefits? No, you're not going to. But you could get more people in leadership positions, and that's where I think we're making some progress. But we have a tough job ahead because we have to convince the majority of people that they cannot find their answers in more government.
Former Congressman Ron Paul is our guest, Institute for Peace and Prosperity.org. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We've only got a few minutes left. Looking at this, I've brought up the whole issue, and you brought up the issue of the financial crisis being front and center. But as you mentioned, historically, totalitarianism comes out of a collapse, and then the countries never emerge out of their hellish existence. If we have some of our liberties intact, we can quickly bounce back. But also war follows that. And we have just extreme examples of funding radicals against Syria, funding radicals against Russia in Crimea, really aggressive, megalomaniacal, reckless actions by the governing elite. You've been up in Congress for many years. You served the military. Is it just that we know more about it now, so it seems like the government's more out of control? Or is the government more out of control? Because it seems like on every front, they're just power grabbing as fast as they can. Texas is grabbing its gold from the Federal Reserve. The Germans want it back. I mean, if you look at what's going on, it looks like they're getting ready for something big.
Yeah, and they are. And I think the worse things get, the more of this you'll see, because they won't admit the problem. They won't admit that they don't have enough wealth and money to bribe everybody and give them benefits. And that's when it's coming to an end. And right now we are facing that. And I think it is obviously going to be very, very serious. The governments will do what is necessary to maintain their control, but it can come out better. I know what you're talking about, how so often this leads to war. As a matter of fact, many people say, thank goodness for FDR. He had this World War II and got us out of the Depression. What nonsense is that? But we had a revolution, and it's one of the rare things in history where the people who were involved in the revolution to beat the authoritarians actually ended up with more liberty. But if you look at, what happened after World War I and the Depression and Hitler coming in charge and opening up the doors to communism. But the 20th century has proved that fascism and communism, has failed. I think it's more apparent to the world that communism of the Stalin type has failed, and nobody's advocating that. But I'm frightened by the people who are carelessly drifting into this. Well, we need big government, big drug companies, big medicine, everybody in partnerships with the government. And that is where our biggest problem is, and too many people are going along with this because you find that in both political parties.
Yes, sir. In closing, looking at election 2016, Rand Paul in all the early polls and at CPAC year after year and in New Hampshire and other areas was leading, but by ignoring him and then the guy behind him, Ted Cruz, they have now basically in new polls focused on Jeb and Trump. And I think Trump clearly will get a bunch of more libertarian support and then drag it away from other candidates and then drop out for Jeb. And then Hillary's campaign head was at Bilderberg in Austria this year. We were there covering it, and no one else from other candidates. So it looks like she's the one that they're pushing for. Is there any way you see in this upcoming election to reach out to the public and explain to them how they're being conned so that we can get a Senator Rand Paul? And I know he's your son, but Ted Cruz supported TPP, and I'm really upset with him about that. And your son, of course, valiantly didn't, and so they're doubling down on money against him, both Republicans and Democrats. I know you don't want to get involved in the election. You want to stay neutral on that, but just as an American watching another sickening spectacle, I mean, imagine President Hillary.
Well, it's going to be a disaster, and they're pretty much in charge, and Rand is the alternative to the whole system because he's the only one that's suggesting that we should have a less militaristic foreign policy. He's been on the right side of challenging the Federal Reserve system, and he's been good on civil liberties, but the establishment is very, very powerful, but and we have to recognize that. But eventually, though, the only thing that really counts is reaching out and changing people's hearts and minds, and then the political system will reflect those changes. Right now, there are too many Americans who either don't care, don't pay attention, or think these wars are wonderful. But you mentioned the wars that are going on, and that contributes tremendously to our bankruptcy and tremendously to building enemies around the world. And when we get in worse financial shape, believe me, they're not going to be bashful about coming back at us. So right now, with all the candidates except Rand, they're only going to make things much worse as far as I'm concerned.
It must be amazing after all your hard work and success promoting liberty to see your son being the only person out of a field of like 11 candidates who's being called radical just because 50 years ago he'd be called middle of the road. He's just promoting basic, sane Americana ideas, and I hope and pray that we can get him the nomination. But regardless, running, he'll help educate people just like you did to tens of millions, and the young people are waking up as well. Former Congressman Ron Paul, congratulations on your successful TV and radio shows, and great job to your crew down there. Thank you for all your time.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Have a great fourth. Wow. Well, what a great present to the InfoWars audience to have Ron Paul, his first live video interview. He's been on with us since 1996, hundreds of times. First time he's been on with us live via video from his amazing studios. So just so exciting to have him on. Again, I don't get giddy when I meet professional football players or basketball players or even movie stars. And I know some of the biggest movie stars out there. And it's interesting. It's fun, especially if you're a fan of them. But Ron Paul, I mean, that's founding father material right there. That's the real deal. Just a decent, honorable person. And look how good he looks at almost 80 if you're watching via the free feeds at InfoWars.com/show. I mean, just a blessed man with a whole bunch of grandkids and, you know, standing up, working harder now than he ever did. His mind sharper than ever. And then you compare that to the slobs at the Republican leadership and Democratic leadership that are selling this country out. And Ron Paul speaks every week to packed halls of sometimes 20,000 young people, on average about 5,000. I mean, he's come to Austin and spoke outside when 20,000 people show up. That's the antidote to the young people that don't know what planet they're on. And I want to play again this clip. Mark Dice up on DrudgeReport.com. Citizens don't know what country we seceded from in 1776. Here it is.
What are we celebrating on the 4th of July?
Our independence.
A little more specific.
It's the day that we overtook the South. And it's the day that, it's our independence. That's why we have the fight.
From the South.
From the South, exactly.
So it was the victor of the Civil War?
Yes.
4th of July?
Yes.
The Declaration of Independence was signed by who?
That's good.
Name one.
Fast forward to the last guy. They talk to an Italian guy. He doesn't even look like a professor. He's just a hip guy. And he goes, your revolution against Britain, against the colonials. We all love this. The world loved it. Nobody had kicked the British's butt. They'd beaten everybody. We defeated them. Because it basically was, the colonies were British and German and basically Dutch folks. And Irish and others. But the point was, is that they'd been in a bunch of wars, and then the British tried to enslave everybody, and they said, no way. And the whole world marveled at that, and now Americans don't know why you have the fourth. Talk about dummies. But that's a group, and those are the Democrats, and that's who they've got on their side. I guarantee every one of those idiots is a hardcore Obama supporter. They just go with whatever's trendy. They love death panels. They love forced abortion. They love having their prices increased. When Obama says 2 plus 2 equals 5, he's talking to his morons, his brain-dead zombies. Let's go to that clip.
America celebrates the 4th of July?
Is it Independence Day when you got rid of Mother England, right?
Yes. Foreigners that only got.
Well,
everybody know why we celebrate it more than Americans.
Everybody loves to get rid of their, like, you know, like the colonizers. So it's
that's
always good.
That's incredible.
It's always good.
Thanks for knowing that. That's incredible, man.
Have a good vacation.
Yeah.
Don't laugh. Don't laugh. Because this is what they do to people in the public schools. They don't let the teachers teach. Don't blame them. This is what they teach. This is what they teach. It's ignorance.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Central Texas commands the heart and the heart of the resistance.
Crank it up.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
We take you now to Central Texas commands the heart of the resistance. Because we knew Texas would be the center of the resistance. We got Ron Paul. We've got Governor Abbott, who we know is fully aware of the New World Order and against it. We've got the Liberty Movement. We've got the gold being taken back from the Federal Reserve by Texas. We've got the state waking up, and it's happening all over the country as well. And make no mistake, that's why the globalist listed Texas as hostile during Jade Helm, was to test the waters and see what the public would do. All an elaborate criminal psyop. But it's not going to work. Briefly, when we come out with a new product, we do a limited run, because obviously we've come up with products before where it sits there on the shelf for 5-6 months. And the way we work is we don't have a bunch of extra capital. As we sell T-shirts, books, videos, we never know what's going to be really hot. I mean, we have a good idea. And then we get a limited supply and then try to get a bigger order in the next time. And then sometimes it sells, sometimes it doesn't. There's no judging the public's taste. But Brain Force worked so good a few months ago when we got in the final formula that I'd been taking it quietly, just one pill a day, or I'd bounce off the walls. It's got two different formulations in it that are prescription in Europe, not prescription here yet. We've got a video at InfoWarsLife.com in the Brain Force section where we break it all down and read over the ingredients and tell you what they do. And it's got all the classic stuff known to cleanly give your brain what it needs, but it's got these other high-tech things, and it's all on record as safe, but still, if you want, talk to your healthcare provider. I just wanted to come on and say brain health on air, and then I really like it. And then I knew when people tried it, they'd love it and be repeat customers and fund our operation. A win-win-win, 360 win. But then the crew, unbeknownst to me, I wondered why this bottle and the other tester bottles kept going down magically, had been eating them. And just briefly, CJ didn't even know I was going to do this. I did it earlier. CJ, again, and then also Joe. I don't know what Joe's going to say. I already said he loves it. Describe for a minute or two what Brain Force has done for you.
It wakes you up without getting jitters. I noticed myself talking faster because I didn't have to think. I didn't have to recall things because that part of my brain was awake. It's excellent. Like I said, the most effective product, first off, that I've witnessed you come out with.
And you described, you know, the methylcobalamin and vitamin B12, secret 12, is giving you a little bit of pep, feeling good.
Well, it makes my energy last longer because it's what your body needs in order to metabolize calories.
What have the other products done for you, and then versus this?
Iodine really helped me get better skin health. I didn't have as many acne breakouts, which even as an adult male, you still get if you have a certain skin type. So I noticed that. I noticed.
It makes your hair grow faster for me, better fingernails, stuff like that.
I took out some grays. Actually, had hair get some more color as I'm aging. But
and that's usually from the deficiency, absolutely.
Oxy powder, obviously effective, big time. But this is, you feel good, but you don't feel like you're on any kind of medication or drug.
Yeah, I've never been able to take the energy drinks, and I've never been able to take even the stuff that I've got at GNC because it makes me irritable, or afterwards I crash the next day. If I forget to take this, which I constantly forget to take my vitamins and stuff, I'm getting better about it, I don't feel bad the next day. That's what is amazing about it, and it's because it doesn't artificially stimulate your brain. It just gives your brain all these cofactors that are needed together to supercharge it. This probably is undoubtedly the best nutraceutical neural activator that's natural out there. Experience it for yourself. But the problem is, limited run, you will see, this is not a gimmick, just like we're sold out of 5 things right now, and will be for like 8 weeks with some of them, we're going to sell out by Monday, probably sooner, of Brain Force. I've already told them to hold back some bottles for us. And it could be 4 to 8 weeks. They claim 4 weeks. We put in a double order. But it could be 8 weeks till we get more. By the way, we're going to sell out of Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine. A limited supply was left. He thinks he's gotten a hold of the Deep Earth Crystal Source to remake more. That's going to be sold out. So if you want that, InfoWarsLife.com or 888- 800-253-3139. But when we went to one of the biggest organic manufacturers in the country, who it looks like they're going to allow us to have their top chemist on, they were jumping up and down for this formula. They were jumping up and down and saying, we wish our other customers would do something like this. And we're talking about, well, I'm not supposed to say who. But
why is it so cheap?
Well, it's organic that they're supplying to some of these big stores. It is organic. It's just low levels of it or only one thing. This all together is just, it's just absolutely awesome. My problem is I want to eat more of them. And that could be an issue, so use responsibly. It's not like coffee, which has some good effects, some bad effects. I like coffee in the morning, but I drink it at night, it gives me a headache. This is simply amazing. Because I've never been a stimulant guy. This isn't a stimulant, folks. This just gets your brain firing the way it's supposed to. Very exciting. Joe Jennings, did you want to say something?
Sure. I'd like to say, I took one pill yesterday morning after breakfast, and it had no effect on me. I was very tired, and I was going, well, okay, maybe it doesn't work. But if you have a slow metabolism like me, my gosh, I took the second pill after lunch, and it just seemed like everybody else was super unproductive. to my detriment, we did the nightly news last night, and I was a bear. I was like, why is it taking so long to do everything? Why are you guys not? What is going on? And it's amazing because I was completely focused and like, okay, let's get it done. Come on, guys, we can do it. Come on. So it truly, truly amazing.
Two of the ingredients, our prescription in Europe. Thank you for your testimony. And BrainForce, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I talked to the medical doctors. I talked to the chemist. I talked to the nutritionist. I will not sell something that's a bunch of herbs that just speeds you up and artificially manipulate the brain. That's not what these ingredients do. They chain reaction together for your regular brain metabolism. It's got the compound in it the brain is made of. I mean, it's just got stuff like that. It's basic building blocks for your brain to fire and operate, I guess, the way God intended. I'm done plugging InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And then you mix it with things like Beyond Tangy Tangerine from InfoWarsHealth.com and other basic building blocks you need that fire with it. It just gets better and better. And the more I remember to take my 6 or 7 vitamins and minerals a day, to take my Beyond Tangy Tangerine, to take my iodine, get a sore throat, take colloidal silver, don't go get antibiotics. I mean, it's just my life gets better and better. And it's because these things aren't in our environment. They're supposed to be naturally. They're not in the modern diet. I'm done plugging. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Now, he hadn't been on in a long time. And there will be a 2-minute infomercial at the end of the interview. That's not why Ted Anderson is on. He is the owner of the GCN Radio Network, the parent company working with Midas Resources. Ted was a sponsor for this show 19 years ago when I was a local radio host as a reputable gold and silver company. And then he started his own network, Genesis, 18 years ago. So I've been syndicated in this time slot. Well, 17 years in this time slot. 1 year I was on at night with him when I first got syndicated because they were simulcasting with my local show. But he joins us. Ron Paul was just on talking about the basically imminent financial meltdown. No one knows the exact time, but globalists are headed towards the exits. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is joining us to cover the waterfront and more, and new attacks on free speech coming up. But I wanted to get Ted on because this is things he was on 10 years ago talking about naked short going on against gold and silver to artificially drive down the price. He was on breaking down universities and governments hoarding gold while having, you know, tungsten-coated gold bars. He was talking about Germany wanting its gold back before it was in the news. He has a lot of top sources. He's in the top 10 gold companies in the United States, probably the top 5. So he has a lot of inside baseball sources. And I just wanted to get him on. China wants its gold back from the U.S. Bloomberg reports Texas has asked for its gold back, saying they believe the government could collapse and that the Federal Reserve's private and that they don't trust it being there. The governor basically said, hey, listen, Texas is unique, it's stable, it's strong, and we can show that by letting our states and individuals know this, yes, Texas has $1 billion worth of gold. Does your state have $1 billion worth of gold? So it's definitely a move against the globalists. Germany wants their gold back. Bloomberg reports they won't give it back. The gold now getting released is covered it's covered in gold, but it's tungsten. Ron Paul says the stock market day of reckoning is near. So all of this is happening, and I haven't really plugged gold in about 2 years because I've had the guest on. It's come out just like interest rates and currency rates are staged. It's been in the news. And just like it's come out that home loans have been rigged at the central bank level, it's all rigged. Even the Rolling Stone reports that. London Guardian reports that. And yes, now they admit that the big banks have been naked shorting, putting paper in the market as physical gold, selling it for prices way below what it's worth, but never actually selling the gold to drive down the price. It'd be like if people started selling Ferraris, the $1.5 million, 1,000-horsepower Ferrari for $10,000.
The Enzo.
Or the Enzo. If they started selling it for $10,000, suddenly you'd see the market on Ferraris go from $1.5 million for the top Ferrari down to $500,000. Now, no real Ferraris were sold for $10,000. But if the market started doing that, it would drive down the price. This is the game they play while they're busy hoarding it. Universities around the world are getting billions in gold. UT holds several billion that they just got. But I've been quietly buying a few coins here, some silver there, while the price has been lower. Used to be 300, went up to 2,000, gone down to, 1,200 or whatever. Doesn't matter. I hold it as an emergency backup. But I believe now is the time to get back into gold and silver, and the safest time for me to be able to promote it and really feel like it's going to be going back up. I've always known it will, because this thing will come down at some point. Even if there's a depression in real assets, it'll come back up down the road for long-term holders. But now I feel safe, after 2 years of not promoting it, to have Ted back on, and he didn't even ask to come on. I just said, I think we ought to get Ted on to plug some gold and silver, but that'll be 2 minutes at the end of the talk here in like 10, 15 minutes. I've had him on hold for 15. I apologize. Ted, I'm kind of ranting, making your case here for you, but what do you make of Texas and others wanting their gold back? All this other behavior we see, runs on banks in Greece, similar regulations coming in, the Fed's announcing internal passports to travel next year. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, you're right about that, Alex. I can tell you what, the reason why Texas wants to get their gold back is because they don't trust the Federal Reserve System to hold it for them, and I don't blame them. I wouldn't have them do it either. With Greece falling apart and everything that's happening in the United States, Puerto Rico trying to file bankruptcy, you would think gold would be going up right now. Obviously, there's manipulation. Obviously, the Fed would like to see people stay on the paper assets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been skyrocketing. Gold has been the loser for the last couple of years, but fundamentally, you would think that it would be going up like crazy. In 2008, 2009, Greece falling apart like it has, we'd have gold shooting up like a rocket. Right now, Janet Yellen is wondering, well, do we raise interest rates yet? Maybe we should wait till people get better. Wage increases should come out first. It's a big manipulative game, and that's why people in Texas want to get their gold home rather than having it stored over there. The bottom line is that, when the House of Cards falls apart, like Ron Paul is talking about, when everything falls apart, it's the United States debt, it's the national debt, it's the world debt. I mean, I don't know. I just
county, city, state, local, private, it is a hellstorm of debt. The world's never seen anything close to this.
I know, it's just amazing. I mean, I don't know. I went back, I haven't looked at this in a long time. I'm looking at the national debt clock online. And this thing is ticking away. It looks like a time bomb ready to go off. It looks like a science fiction film or something out of James Bond. And
well, we are in a science fiction movie.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, Alex. So how in the world can we expect to see no problems, no catastrophe, no consequences?
Well, everywhere else, hell is breaking loose. That's the thing, and we're still here thinking everything's fine. But as Ron Paul said 30 minutes ago, we're really in a depression. Every indicator shows a depression.
And yet still, here we are looking at $1,165.50 gold. It's down $3.80. I have the feeling if they took a U.S. Eagle and strapped jet rockets on it and lit it off, that thing wouldn't make it off the ground. It just can't be, it can't be pushed upward. It's just amazing.
But meanwhile, the elites are buying it faster than ever. That's even admitted, as now Spain tries to ban physical holding of gold. Well, we know what happened during the Great Depression. First, they banned it, and a year later, increased the price. Explain how this works, Ted.
Well, that's what they did. Of course, they even did that in 1933. When they confiscated gold from the United States citizens in 1933, they did it at $26 an ounce. They raised it to $36 the year afterwards. When they take gold away, see, they have the ability to manipulate the gold prices. They can quietly buy the gold prices, keep the interest rates low, make equities look really attractive. Meanwhile, while they're quietly sopping up all the precious metals for their own ownership, then things break loose. All of a sudden, the prices start to go up. I mean, you even see Warren Buffett getting into silver and gold at this time. And I just need to say, this reminds me of like 1982 and the year 2006, when we had gold trading at about $250 an ounce. Silver was trading just right around $350, and all of a sudden it starts to go up from there. But for some reason, while the market is down like this, it's almost impossible to convince people to get in. But here we are sitting here after inflationary dollars, we're looking at the same pricing, and people should be getting involved in the market while it's soft like this. You bet when the market starts to rise and everything starts to run, the quantities and the supply of what's available in the marketplace is going to dry up. Premiums are going to explode again, and everybody's
going to
want to
do that. You know, because I bought all my gold from you, because you have the best prices out there, from my experience, just as an average basis.
Well,
I don't call you when gold's going up buying gold. I call you now when it's low, and that's what I'm doing now. And people just do not listen to the common sense. At least most of them don't. All the indicators are that it's almost impossible for them to keep holding down gold and silver. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. Maybe they've always done before.
Ted Anderson here, owner of the GCN Radio Network that you're listening to right now. He also owns Midas Resources. Classic case of a kid who started right out of high school working at a gold and silver company and then starting his own, now one of the most successful in the world because of low prices and good service, MidasResources.com. And I'm going to do a brief plug here for a gold and silver special and some other stuff that's a great deal today, just very briefly here, because I don't expect people to actually do the smart thing for whatever reason and buy at what I believe is the bottom of the market when we know they're manipulating it down, when we know the paper is so dangerous. I expect people, though, to remember this fall when it starts racing up. I believe it will. Not a prediction. It's just what I believe. And if they can continue to suppress it, I'll be surprised. But regardless, I'm not just going to be all in paper and all in stuff they can take and grab out of my bank account. I've got to be able to go to a safety deposit box, go wherever, cash some stuff in, and meet payroll if I have to. This cashless society is about total control, and everything we warn people about is now starting to happen. I mean, Ted, it's scary to see Greeks having their bank account money kept, and they can only get out. First, it was 66 euros a day. Now it's 100 a month. And then they started holding Americans and Europeans' money that they paid into PayPal and other systems. Central banks started taking the money from the resorts and just stealing people's money. Did you see that in the news yesterday?
Yeah,
punishment to Greece. It shows how these mega banks are completely criminal and will do anything.
And they're trying to push around Greece because they want their way. They want them to stay in the European Union. They want them to continue on making their debt payments, which just enslaves the people. The people are saying, no, we want to get away from this system. And it's a tug of war. It's a fight. And it's going to be, God knows what the end result is going to be. It could be a war even, you know. It's just ridiculous what these banks will do in order to keep control of a country and the people that they serve. It's just amazing.
But exactly. And now the TSA announces a national ID card through your state driver's license. If your state doesn't adopt it, you won't be able to fly next year. That's an internal passport. We knew that was coming. They're talking about not letting us have cash here. IMF orders U.S. tour operators to withhold payments to Greek hotels. Boom. People go. That's a Paul Watson article. You go buy your trip, and then the tour operator's told, don't pay it to the Greek hotels. I mean, that's what they tried on Iceland, Ted.
But you know, you shouldn't be surprised by this because this stuff has been going on for years. You're going to have manipulation. You're going to have forced manipulation. And when you take a look at what the central banks did, even World War II, by supporting Hitler and also supporting the European countries that were being attacked.
Crazy.
You know, it gets beyond the pale here. There's no question about it. And Ron Paul talks about liberty. I mean, my God, you want to have liberty, get away from their currency. That's the answer.
I agree. Get away from their currency. I'm going to hold you for 5 more minutes, but you told me you have something really special today for listeners who call 800-686-2237. What is it?
Buy the recognizable tradable items like the old dimes. They're trading for $2,055 per bag of 1,000. Walking Liberty halves are $1,105 right now. There's a lot of things that you can get into, but you need to have something that's recognizable and something that can be used as money.
So you've got the old silver dimes. That's an amazing deal. You've got walking liberties. You've got a lot of stuff when folks call 800-686-2237, Midas Resources, the parent company of GCN. Without Ted, I'd be successful regardless, but I've been with one home, and he's helped us get all this done.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.